கோவிந்தா மாதவா, கோபாலா கேசவா, கோவிந்தா மாதவா, கோபாலா கேசவா, ஜயநந்த முகுந்தா, நந்த கோவிந்தாராதே கோபாலா, ஜயநந்த முகுந்தா, நந்த கோவிந்தாராதே கோபாலா, கோவிந்தா மாதவா, கோபாலா கேசவா, கிரிதாரி கிரிதாரி ஜய, ராதே கோபாலா, கிரிதாரி கிரிதாரி ஜய, ராதே கோபாலா, கணஷ்யாம ஷ்யாம ஷ்யாம ஜெய ஜெய, ராதே கோபாலா, கணஷ்யாம ஷ்யாம ஷ்யாம ஜெய ஜெய, ராதே கோபாலா, ஜயநந்த முகுந்தானந்த கோவிந்தாராதே கோபாலா, கோவிந்தா மாதவா, கோபாலா கேசவா, கோபாலா கேசவா, ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समस्तजनकल्याणी निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवित्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः गुष्यते यस्य नगरे रङ्गयात्रा दिने दिने तमहं शिरसा वन्दे राजानं कुलशेखरम् वन्दे मुकुन्दमरविन्ददलायताक्षं कुन्देन्दुशङ्खदशनं शिशुगोपवेशम् इन्द्रादिदेवगणवन्दितपादपीठं वृन्दावनालयमहं वसुदेवसूनुम् श्रीवल्लभेति वरदेति दयापरेति भक्तप्रियेति बवलुण्ठनकोविदेति नाथेति नागशयनेति जगन्निवासेति आलापनं प्रतिपदं कुरु मां मुकुन्द मुकुन्दमूर्ध्ना प्रणिपत्ययाचे भवन्तमेकान्तमियन्तमर्थम् अविस्मृतित्वच्चरणारविन्दे भवे भवे मेस्तु भवत्प्रसादात् नाहं वन्दे तव चरणयोर्द्वन्द्वमद्वन्द्वहेतोः कुम्भीपाकं गुरुमपि हरे नारकं नापनेतुं रम्या रामा मृदुतनुलता नन्दने नापिरन्तुं भावे भावे हृदयभवने भावयेयं भवन्तं नास्ताधर्मे न वसु निचये नैव कामोपभोगे यद्यद्भाव्यं भवतु भगवन् पूर्वकर्मानुरूपम् एतत्प्रार्थ्यं मम बहुमतं जन्मजन्मान्तरेऽपि त्वत्पादाम्बोरुहयुगगता निश्चला भक्तिरस्तु
मै पर्पस् आफ् प्रेयिङ्ग् टु यू O Lord, he is not for moksha, not for getting rid of hell, not for gaining entry into the heaven, not for dharma, not for wealth, not for enjoyments. All that I seek is a unflinching, unchanging, undeviated devotion at your lotus feet. And whatever has to happen in my life, according to my previous actions, let it be so. Yad yad bhavyam bhavatu bhagavan purva karma anurupam etat prarthyam mama bahumatam janma janmantarepi. In all my lives to come, let this be my prayer. Because I do not know, in this birth I happen to have the senses, have the sensitivity to worship you. I do not know what will happen in my other lives. I may not be even human being. In that case, what would be my condition? O Lord, please make sure that I have in every life this wisdom. You know, this knowledge and everything that we read, all that study, everything is very appreciated when we are, everything is going on well in our life. But when things started going sixers and sevens, we lose control over our own wisdom. Whatever we have learned never come into our awareness. And when we really get upset over somebody, only afterwards we realize that we unnecessarily shouted. And during that time, we don't remember. Most of the time, that's what a post-mortem is. I should not have shouted at that person. I should not have said that. I should have forgiven this person. So that is called momentary madness. That's why the difference between anger and danger is only one letter. So what happens is that we lose our ability to retain this knowledge. What to talk of when we are about to leave from this world? At that moment, nothing remains in our mind other than all the things that we have to leave behind. One person, he was about to die and he told his wife, you know, I have collected so much money in my life, so a little bit of it I have to take it to the heaven. So what you do is, put it in a box and keep it above my bed. While going, I just take it and go. So she said, okay, poor thing. You know, she put all the money, some jewelry and other things, and put it there. Next day he died. So after the mourning is over, then she went and looked at whether this box is gone or not. Obviously it was there. She started crying. Her friend asked, why are you crying? You know, he told me that he has to go, he's going up, and therefore we had to put the box of money there. I should have put it under the bed. I know he's going down only. You're going up or down. You're not carrying anything. Whatever you have learned, whatever you have earned, you leave it here only. Whatever you have learned, you carry it. Whatever you have earned, you are not going to carry. Whatever you have learned, that is what you carry. We cannot carry anything that we have possessed, anything that we own here, to anywhere. Whatever you have earned is only from this world. It belongs to this world only. Just like a person who is hungry and going to bed in the dream, even as much as he would eat, it doesn't solve the problem of hunger when he is in the waking state. Or in the waking state, he has eaten so much. In the dream, if he feels that he is hungry, will that satisfy? In the dream, if you are hungry, you have to eat in the dream only. Whatever you have done in this waking world has nothing to do with the wake dream world. So also, whatever we have done in this birth, in this very life, whatever things that we have earned has no relevance. Because the body which is enjoying all these things is left behind. What goes is your mind. And what we have done with that mind, that alone is carried on. Srotram chakshusparshanam cha rasanam granam eva cha adishtayamanaschayam visayanupasevate ఉత్క్రామంతం స్థితం వా విభుంజానం వా గుణాన్వితం విమూఢానాను పశ్యంతి పశ్యంతి జ్ఞానచక్షుషః యతంతో యోగినశ్చైనం పశ్యంత్యాత్మన్యవస్థితం. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దాట్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ లీవింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ బాడీ టు అనదర్ హీ క్యారీస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ది ఇంప్రెషన్స్ బట్ ఆల్సో ఆల్ ది లర్నింగ్ దట్ హీ హస్ గాట్ ఇన్ హిస్ మైండ్ అండ్ గోస్ టు ద నెక్స్ట్ లెవెల్ నెక్స్ట్ బాడీ. Just like the flower that is there and the smell is here. Why? Flower is expressing its smell. You can't even see how the smell is traveling from that flower to here. Can you see? The smell, you can smell it here, nose, but you, can you see how it is moving from there to here? So also the soul moves from body to body. You can't even see it. So that mind of ours, which is constantly engaged in so many things, at the time of death, will it remember the Lord? Oh, here in the next verse, the Kulasekhara verse says, please make me remember you at the last breath. Krishnatvatiya
Padapankaja
Pancharantah Adyaiva me vishatu Manasarajahamsaha Prana Prayana Samaye Kapavada Pittaihi Kantavarodana Vidau Smaranam Kutaste Krishnatvadiya Patapangaja Pancharantaha Adyaiva me vishadu manasarajahamsaha prana prayana samaye kapavada pittaihi kanthavarodana vidau smaranam kutaste.
Te smaranam kutaha.
When will be, how will be your remembrance of your word or name? At the time when my throat is choking and my soul is leaving this body. Kanthavarodana vidau smaranam kutaste. When the throat is choking and I'm about to leave this body, where is the question of remembering you? There are three humors in our body. Humors means there are three prakritis. Kapha, vada and pitta. Kapha is the water element, vada is the air element, and pitta is the fire element. These three elements which constitute most of our body, kapha is water. Our whole body shape is because of water only. We are all water bodies. 75% of our body is nothing but water. If water is gone, you'll become nothing but one single handful of powder. Water is the one which makes this physical body shapely. More water, more shapely you become. So, kapha, vata, air, fire, there is a certain amount of temperature is there, pitta. This is the body which is full of these three elements. And when they are in balance, you are in health. When they are in imbalance, you are not in health. So at the time of death, this whole thing goes through as such a turmoil, becomes so imbalanced, and it chokes your... Kapavada pittaihi kanta avarodana vidau. At the time of death, when this whole choking takes place, when you are no more able to do it, at that time, there is a question of thinking about you. Only very rare few people can do, like Gandhiji, for example. At the time when he was shot, he didn't ask, who shot me? No. Ram. So he was able to say Ram because he was thinking about Ram all the time. Last moment of his life, when he was shot. So one teacher in a school, he said to the students, I don't think Gandhiji said anything Ram. And those are all made up stories, you know. He never said. No, it is recorded. No. People make, you know, stories out of these things. It's not true. So one boy really got upset. He did say Ram at the last moment. How do you know? I know it. You are not even born at that time. No, I know it. I believe in that. Oh, is it so? Yeah. So I will confirm it when I go to heaven. I will ask him. The boy said, I will confirm with Gandhiji. That he said Ram or not, I will confirm it there. So this teacher said, how do you know that he went to heaven, first of all? How do you say that he went to heaven? He might have gone to hell. In that case, you go and ask him. So the last moment, if he was able to say Ram, that means in every moment he was saying that. Antakale pichama meva. Even at the last moment of life. Vyaharan ma manusmaran saprayantityajan deham. He will leave this physical body and move to the higher world. Even at the last moment, if one can say this. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara. Therefore, Arjuna, remember me all the time. Because, you know, which is the last moment, how do you know, first of all? Emma comes and gives a SMS or what you call, a message to you, Facebook message. I'm coming tomorrow morning. One person was at home, he was cooking. He was making a soup. There was a knock at the door. Open the door, Lord Emma was standing. Come on. Ready to go? Who are you? I am Yama. What do you got to do with me? What do you got with me? You are dead. Come on, let us go. I am not even dead. That's almost there, there. Come. So, but I am not ready. Who cares about whether you are ready or not? I have come here. You are on the top of my list today. Early morning. So let's go, go. I have so many things to do. I have a lot of work to do. Come on, get going. But I am still cooking. You may cook or whatever it is. Let us get going. But, you know, first time I'm cooking this tasty soup, you know, would you not like to have it? Soup? Yeah, it's really nice soup. Okay, few minutes only, okay? So he went inside, Emma sat out. So he made the soup and then he put some sleeping pill in that. Gave it to him. So Emma drank that. Aha, I'm so tired. Slept. So he quickly took that list, you know. He changed his name. He removed the list. Top of his list, the name was there. He stuck it and put his name in the last one. So then, after some time, he got, oh, what a soup you made. Really, really great. I give you as a compliment. I've decided I will start from the bottom of the list. Yama doesn't give an extra, you know, a mini text message to come to you. Any moment. So when should you remember the Lord? Right now. Hey Krishna, Twadiya Pata Pangaja Pancharantaha Adyeva Me Vishatu Manasaraja Hamsaha. Oh Krishna, just like a bird leaving from its nest, going out to find its prey or the food, comes back home at the evening and rests for the night. In that very nest it is created. My mind is like a swan going all over the place, and your own feet is the nest where my mind can take a rest. Twadiya pada pankacha. Your own lotus feet is pancharantaha. That is the nest. For what? Manasa Raja Hamsaha. The swan, royal swan called my mind, which is going all over the place. Adyeva me vishatu. Adyeva vishatu. Let it enter today, at this moment. Why? Prana prayana samaye. When the prana, the life is leaving this body. Kapavada pitteihi kanta avarodana vidau. When the three different prakritis are coming and choking my throat at the last moment, smaranam kudaste. Where is the remembrance? Maranakale smaranam kudaste. In fact, for a devotee, Bhagavat vismaranam maranam. Not remembering the Lord is death for that devotee. A true devotee of the Lord considers forgetting the God is his death. For us, remembrance of God is such a struggle. To remember the God is so much of an issue. See, when you're in your own home, you keep the picture of your own children, right? When they're 5-year-old, 10-year-old, 15-year-old, 20-year-old. Why do you have forgotten? Is it not reminder? Remembrance, fond memories? That's the reason why we keep the pictures of gods also. To constantly remember, this is whom I have to remember. So let my mind continuously engage in remembering you, O Lord, because the last moment of my life, I do not know what is going to happen. And I don't even know which is the last moment.
Krishnatvatiya pata pangaja pancharantah adyevame vishadu manasarajahamsah prana prayana samaye kamavada pittaihi kantavarodhana vidau smaranam kudaste.
A devotee therefore finds greatest joy in remembering the Lord. He finds it not anymore an effort, effortless. Just like breathing that is taking place in us effortlessly, so is also remembrance of the Lord for him is so effortless. The mind is ever able to retain the thought of the Lord with so much of joy. Like Shabari did, like Prahlada did. So much of love for the Lord. So, my mind, he is advising my mind, remember him again and again and again. You might have committed so many things in the past, so many lives. But all those things that you have committed in the past would not touch you if you remember the Lord. So now he says, in the next verse he says, Ma bir mandamano
vichintya bahuda yami schiram yatana namina prabhavanti papari pavah swami nanusri darah alasyam vyapaniya bhakti sulabam dhyayasvanarayanam lokasya vyasana apanodanakaro dasasya kimna kshamah ma bir mandamano vichintya bahuta yami schiram yatana namina prabhavanti papari pavah swami nanusri darah alasyam vyapaniya bhakti sulabam dhyayasvanarayanam lokasya vyasanopanodanakaro dasasya kim nakshamah ma bhi ye mandamana. Oh my dull-witted mind, don't be afraid. Fear is a psychological disturbance to the nature of our own being. Fearlessness is a nature of the self and self-realized masters. Fear is caused by insecurity. There are three factors that causes fear. Unknown, uncertain, and the loss of what is owned. Think of it. Death is unknown. Two factors. When it will happen, how it will happen, what will happen afterwards. You know?
Do you know when? Do you know how? Do you know what will happen afterwards? It's unknown. That unknown causes fear. Second, uncertain, that also causes fear. When you are doing something, the result of what you are doing, I don't know, I'm afraid. Right? I hope it happens the way I want. I'm not sure. I have written exams, whether I will pass or not, I don't know. I have applied for a loan, whether I will get it or not, I don't know. Uncertainty, that causes fear. The third one is losing what you possess. I'm afraid. I have to let go. So the fear is about things that are unclear to us. In other words, what we don't own causes fear. Meaning, that which is not really ours, which is subject to disappear from us, is what is causing fear. Think about it. That which is your own, it can never be otherwise, it can never be absent, that cannot ever cause fear. What is possibly gone from you, what's really lost from you, will be losing, you will be losing. That alone causes fear. That which is yours, that which is you are, can never cause fear. You are the self. Everything else is not you. Therefore, that Paramatma I am, that can never cause fear. Other than that self, the body, the mind, the senses, objects, people, name, fame, power, position, ego, thoughts, feelings, memories, everything is other than that. That will definitely cause fear. So why do we say the saints are fearless? Because they do not give value to anything other than the self, which they know are uncertain, unknown, impermanent, subject to be lost. So fear, that's what here he says, ma bi mandamano, hey my dull witted mind, don't be afraid. Vichintya bahuta, thinking too much. Yami schiram yatana, how long I will be suffering in the abode of hell because of the actions I did in the past. Na ami, not these, paparipavaha, the enemies called the sin, can touch you. Namina prabhavanti, these sins that you apparently you have created in the past cannot touch you. Why? Swami nanu sridharaha. Is it not the Lord is with you? Why are you afraid? So it is said in the Upanishad that anything that is different from you causes fear. Anything that is other than you, that can cause fear. Beda is the cause for bihi, fear. So when abheda comes, non-difference comes, then alone fear will go. Etasmin utaramantaram kurute atatasya bhayam bhavati. A person makes a difference, even a little, between oneself and oneself. Oneself and oneself means, when I consider myself as on the physical body, that means I made a difference between my own being self and the body. Then there is a fear. When I realize that which is ever there, which can never disappear, that is what I am, and anything else is not me, then about that I have no fear. Because that is not me. Are you afraid to look at yourself in the mirror? early morning when you wake up? Why? You have put in the night. All sort of things. If you are afraid, look at yourself in the mirror. There is something seriously wrong there. You're not afraid because it's you. So if I recognize my own self, which can never be absent, that is me, and anything else is not me, and about losing that, I don't have any issue about that because it's not mine anyway. If I come to your home, and you have a lot of nice, beautiful, you know, flower vase and then some art things and things like that. Yeah? Then I am sitting and looking at it. And somebody else is coming. He is also your friend. I don't know him. Comes and takes away things. Am I afraid of that? Am I upset about that? Not. Why? I don't own it anyway. If few chairs are missing from here, who cares? It's not mine anyway. It is the hotel's or whatever it is. What is not mine, I am not afraid of it. So that identity must be very strong. I am the self. Anything else is not me. So therefore, their presence or absence doesn't make any difference to me. And the Lord is with you, then whom are you afraid of? Mabi mandamano vichintya bahuta yami stiram yatana. How long is the stay in the hell? Nami na prabhavanti papari bhavah. These enemies called the sins cannot touch you. Why? Swami nanu Sridhara is not Sridhara. The Lord is there with you. Therefore, how to bring the Lord closer to you again and again? Alasyam vyapaniya. Leave laziness. Alasi means laziness. Alasyam. You know, some houses they have this table, you know, this dining table, and in the middle there is one more cord, Lazy Susan. I call it as Alsi Chakra. They cannot get up and then serve, and then they put everything in, it goes. Thank God this one doesn't go. Otherwise, I'm eating and looking at this thing, it's gone. Hey, my food. Only the other one, inner circle goes, not outer circle. Alsi Chakra. So, alasyam means laziness. Alasyam vyapaniya. Leave this laziness. Bhakti sulabam. Devotion is the most easy one. Why? Dhyayasvanarayanam. Remembrance of the Lord or uttering the name of the Lord is the most easy thing. Huge Brahma Sutra Bhashya, Bhagavad Gita, so many things we read. See, the most difficult thing for us, unfortunately, for us, the university educated continental idiots, is the simple faith. You know, innocent people who are not very educated, for them, faith is the easiest thing. For so-called educated people, that's the most hard. Remembrance of the Lord, devotion to the Lord is the most easy thing. You don't need to read anything. You don't need to know even language. You should have said a bit before. We are not even study group and all those things. But hardest thing for us hard-hearted people is to get that faith. Alasyam vyapaniya bhakti sulabam. Because bhakti is the nature of love. And who does not know love? In the beginning itself I told you, right? Love is the very language of the soul. Every living being knows this. Every one of us have experienced it. From our own mothers, from our own people around us, from our teachers. And so, devotion, which is a divine love, is the most easy one. Anybody is qualified. Nobody is disqualified here. Bhakti Sulabham. Dhyayasva Narayanam. Think about the Lord. The moment you think about it, He is there next to you. Then what's the fear? Lokasya Vyasana Apanodhanakaraha. He who can take care of the gigantic universal problems. Dasasya Kim Nakshamaha. He cannot take, is he not capable of taking your problems? Brahmanda, the whole universe, he is able to take care. Your problems are so insignificant. Because we don't see beyond that. Let us say that you keep your finger like here, you cannot see anything else. Why? This is because so big. My whole eyes are covered because of this. You always look at the problem from a distance. Then you understand. That's why it is said you must have the vision of life to understand and remove the problems of, solution to the problems of daily life. If that vision is not there, and problems or pinpricks of daily life become so huge. She said that, he said this. But that means that you have no vision. So when we have a lofty vision of life, little bit pinpricks of life are insignificant. Gurudev used to give the example. Ganges, which is starting from the Himalayas, the target to reach is Bay of Bengal. It is coming with such a force. And if you see the Gomukh, where the river begins, it is just a small drip of water melting from the glaciers. But as it moves from place to place, it gathers momentum. And as it comes to Gangotri, it is such a huge presence. You go to Ganga Sagar, it is like a ocean. And as it is coming from the Himalayas, as it comes down to the plains, the small little stones, it will just throw it and thrash it and make powder of it. Little big rock, it will roll it. Bigger rock, it will go around it, jump over it. Huge mountains, you go around and then come back. It will never lose track. It will finally reach there. Similarly, when we have that vision of liberation, self-realization, enlightenment, problems of daily life, we just overcomes easily. Sometimes there may be some deviation. Doesn't matter. You just go around and come back again. But when we don't have the drive, even a little stone will stop you. That's why he says, Alasyam vyapaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasva narayanam lokasya vyasanopano dhanakaro dasasya kim nakshama. If we can take care of the problems of the huge world which he has created, for the little pinpricks of your problem, will he not take care? That faith should be there. So my mind, please don't be afraid of what is going to happen for the result of your past actions in the hell. Think about the Lord who is always near you, and therefore, Ma birmandamano vichintya bahuta yami stiram yatanaha Namina prabhavanti paparipavaha swamina nusridaraha alasyam vyapaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasva narayanam lokasya vyasanopano dhanakaro nasasya kim nakshamaha. In fact, you know the story when Mahan Vishnu was in his Vaikuntha. These Sanat Kumaras came there. Sanat Kumaras are the four sons of Brahma, four small little fellows, but very highly evolved. They are kind of dwarf-like exist. They are very small, but they were all the time thinking about the great enlightened state. So when they want to meet Vishnu, therefore, they came to his doors, and then Dwarapalakas, the doorkeepers, Jaya and Vijaya, they were huge, standing there, guarding the entry into the Vishnu Loka, Vishnu Vaikuntha. They were standing there and then said, "We want entry." Did you hear something? Jay and Vijay, they asked, "Did you hear some sound came?" "No, I don't know. It doesn't matter. We want to go inside." "Hey, where is the sound coming from? Hey?" "It's little fellows. We want to go inside." "No." Because they consider this so insignificant. "No, you get out." "What? We want to go inside and meet him." "Not available." So those fellows, they were short and small, all right, but they had highest power because of our tapas. "You don't allow us to go inside?" "No." Then they closed their eyes and said, "You both will go into the human world and become rakshasas, demons." So this confusion and then shouting is going on. Mahavishnu, "What is going on?" And he came out. So, Sanat Kumaras, Sanaka Sanadana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumaras, please do come. And then he took them inside his abode. So this giant, which has got surprised, my God. These fellows, they are so revered by Mahavishnu. We insulted them and they cursed us. So this Sanat Kumara says, what kind of doorkeepers you have? They don't know us now. That's one thing, but they were as though they are not allowing us to get inside. So what did you do? They said, what we do? We have only two things. Rishis have only two things. Purse or curse. Purse means they give blessings. Curse means they will destroy you. So we curse them. What did you do to them? I told them that you people have to go down into the human world and become rakshasas. Oh, very sorry. This kind of insult, and I'm very sorry. Mahavishnu was very pleading and, asking for apology. And this Jaya Vijaya, they realized, my God, these fellows are true. Whatever they say is going to come true. And Mahavishnu, on behalf of his servants, he prostrated to them and said, please forgive them. And if my servants are going to become humans and going to suffer in the human world, I will also go with them. This is the greatness of the Lord, who for the sake of his own servants took the avatar. As Rama, as Bhagavan Krishna. In the Rama avatar, the Jaya Vijaya became Ravana and Kumbhakarna. In the Krishna avatar, they become Kamsa and Jayadratha. So, to take care of them, he came down to make sure that there, if they are cursed, equally the master also going to be suffering. So that is the compassion of the Lord. For the sake of his own dasasya kimna kshamaha. So the Lord is ready to go to any level to protect his own devotees. So what you need to do is simply call out that name. Very easy. Bhakti sulabham. Dhyayasva Narayanam. To say Narayana, how much time it takes? Useless Bollywood songs you listen and repeat, 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 1, 2, 3. What is that he's going to gain out of that? Think of the Lord, Narayana. Once you utter, he is there. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshyosi napriyaha. I am same in all. The moment you call, I am already there, coming next to you. Is it not Prahlada did that? His father asked, where is God? He is everywhere. Is he there in the stone? Of course he is there. So confidently. No doubt. So, my mind, why are you bothered about this? Just remember the Lord and you are protected from all troubles. And this world where we are in is not just a world, it's an ocean. The ocean of existence. You have ever been to a cruise? You go in a cruise and you will know when you go to the middle of this ocean, then you realize how vast is this water. In an ocean, you will not know the depth and the how wide it is. Where is the shore? Shore machao, but you will not find the shore. Once it so happened, a particular ship got capsized right in the middle of the ocean, Indian Ocean. Indian Ocean, you don't really take it seriously, simply, huh? The depth is 3 to 4 miles. You know this air, what's that, that Malaysian air? Disappeared. No, you cannot find it. They can go to conquer the space and find out things from there, but not under the water. Well, you cannot go. Pressure is so much. So it got capsized right in the middle of the ocean. So everybody is panicked and everybody is running and crying and all this. The ship was sinking. So one man, you know, he called out the captain. Captain, yes. How far is this shore? How far is the land? 2 miles. 3 miles. Oh. Okay, he went around the ship. Which direction? Below. Land is below 3 miles down. That side, I don't know. Miles together, thousands of miles. Imagine if you are right in the middle of the ocean. What will you do? Now you see here in the next one, he says, Trishna toye madana pavana uddhuta mohormi male dharavarte tanaya sahaja graha sangha kulecha samsarakye mahati jaladhau majjatam nastridhaman padam bhoje varada bhavato bhaktinavam prayachya trishnato ye madana pavano dhuta mohormi male dharavarte tanaya sahajas graha sangakulecha samsarakye mahadi jaladau majjadam nastridhaman padam bhoje barada bhavato bhaktinavam prayachya. We are in the right in the middle of the ocean of called ocean called samsara. I told you, who is a samsari? Samsari is one who is somebody who is very sorry. Right in the middle. Caught. Huh? And in that ocean, the water is Trishna. Trishna means insatiable desire to experience the world. Senses, indulgences. Water is so deep, so vast. Our desire is also endless. Trishna toye. Toya is water. Our own Trishna, thirst to experience this world of objects. And this water by itself is okay, but when it is being agitated by air, it becomes huge waves. What is a wave, after all? The air passing through the water and giving a momentum to it. Madana pavana. Madana is pride. Pride is the pavana. Therefore, uddhu the moha urmi male. This pride called the wind passing through the ocean of water called the desire creates the waves of delusion. What a poetry. Krishna toye madana pavana uddhu the mohormi male. Urmimala. Urmimala means rows and many, what do you call, huge group of waves. called kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. This is called shad urmaya. Six waves. Mother wave is called kama. That's a mother wave. It creates another wave, all other waves. Because desire is there, anger will come. Your anger is nothing but deprivation of your desire. Yesterday also I told you about that. When what you desire is not given to you, rage, anger. When you get what you want, you become proud. When you want more and more of the same thing, that's called lobha. Kama, krodha, lobha. And when you are only thinking about what you want, that's called moha. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada. And when you want something and somebody else get it, matsarya, jealousy. All are various aspects of the same desire. These waves come. So the ocean of water called desire, and on the top of it is the flowing the wind called pride. In that ego that is pushing that, it becomes huge waves of six different waves. In this kind of terrible situation, there are sharks. There are whirlpools. You know, whirlpool? Once you get caught up, it'll throw you down or pull you down. That is your wife. Tara avarta. Avartana means... Go on and on and on. In the Carnatic music also, when this singer is finished, then this mridangam fellow starts. Tani avartanam. That's the time everybody will go for having a coffee, because that fellow will go on and on and on. Avartanam is round, 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 round. So, dara avartanam means a whirlpool. And who are the sharks? Your own son? Your own brothers and sisters. They pull you down, bite you to pieces. Is it not true? Your own children takes away your peace of mind. I want this, I want this. And the fellow who doesn't do study properly or do something else continuously makes you get into the deeper and deeper samsara. Tanaya sahaja graha sangha kulecha. They are called the hosts of crocodiles. So you are not alone. In the middle of the ocean, where the huge waves are hitting you left and right, and there is a whirlpool called your own consort. Why, if you are a female, your husband. If you are male, then I mean, if you are female, if you are a husband, then your wife. So your own life partner pulling you down, your own children, sharks, sharp-teethed one, pulling you down. Samsarakye mahati jalado. This mahati jalado in the mighty ocean called samsara. Majjadam sang. Nah for us. Thus we are sinking in this ocean. Is there no solution? Etridaman, the Lord of the three universe, padam boje varada bhavado bhakti navam prayacha. Only boat that is available, navam means boat. That's from the word navam only, the word navy came. Navam. So that boat called bhakti, devotion, is the only thing that can save you. Devotion to what? To your own lotus feet. Padam boje bhakti, that is the nava prayacha. Please give me that boat of devotion and by which I just at least can start surviving in this ocean. And slowly, 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 with the same boat, I can finally reach the shore. O Lord, please give that boat of devotion to me. by which I can at least exist and survive on this ocean. I'll be protected from this sharks. I will be protected from this whirlpool. I'll be protected from these waves. And slowly, slowly, slowly I will reach. How many of you have seen The Life of Pi? You see, that guy, do you know finally what is that whole thing is all about? When he said all the story, no, nobody believed the tiger can be there in the boat all through that. The tiger is nothing but his own mind, his own reflection. If you see the story with that understanding, it will be totally different thing. How he's fighting with himself. How he's fighting with his own anger, his own, you know, imperfections. That's a beautiful part of that. So at least in the boat, I can reach some destination away from the, you know, dangers of the ocean. Trishna toye madana pavano dhuta mohormi male dara varte tanaya sahaja graha sanga kulecha samsara ke mahadi jalado majjadam nastridaman padam boje varada bhavato bhakti navam prayacha. Hey Varada, varam dadadi, O Lord, O giver of boons, please give me, I want nothing else but the boat of devotion. You know, boat is very interesting simile here. Water, boat on the water is safe. Water in the boat is not safe. Right? Water on the water boat is safe. But water inside the boat is not safe. Make sure the water is not getting into the boat. Meaning, you live in the world, let not the world get into you. You know, one person, they had a boat and there was a hole in the boat. And the water started coming in. Oh my God. If there is a hole in the boat, you are finished. Water will get in. What will I do? Then he made another hole. And this water will go into that. What stupidity. He very holy person he became. One hole and the water in that hole, they cannot go to the other hole. See, our problem is attachment. We, you know, when we are in a boat of the, in this world, and when you are in that world of ocean called this huge ocean, the boat is your knowledge. If there is a hole in that knowledge in the form of attachment, it will sink you down. And one attachment cannot be overcome by another attachment. Swamiji, I am not drinking coffee anymore. Then tea. Whether it's tea or coffee, it's the same issue. You know, we don't just give up. We always get attached to something else. If you get attached to the Lord, then it's a different thing. Because he doesn't get, even if you get attached to the Lord, Lord doesn't get attached to you. In Thirukural, which is one of the beautiful Tamil, you know, set of composition, there is a statement. How many of you know Tamil? 1, 2, 3, 4, at least. Okay, then I cannot bluff anything to you. Patruka patratran patrine appatruka patruka patru vidarku. What? Patu 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 patu. Patruka patratran patrine appatrane patruka patru vidarku. Which means, get attached to the one who is detached, to get detached from all attachments. Get hold on to the feet of the one who is detached, to get detached from all attachments. Patruka, hold on. Patratran, one who does not have any attachment. Patrinai, feet. Appatrinai, that feet. Patruga, hold on. பற்றுவிட இருக்கு. டு லீவ் ஆல் அட்டாச்மெண்ட்ஸ். ஸோ டோன்ட் ஹோல்ட் ஆன் டு அ பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் அட்டாச் டு எனி திங் இன் யூ கெட் அட்டாச் டு ஹிம் அஸ் வெல் அஸ் வாட் இஸ் கெட் அட்டாச் டு. ரைட். ஸோ த போட், இஃப் தெர் இஸ் அ ஹோல், டோன்ட் மேக் அனதர் ஹோல், ட்ரை டு ஃபினிஷ் தட், க்ளோஸ் தட், டோன்ட் சே அனதர் ஹோல், இட் வில் கோ இன் டு திஸ். வாட் ஸ்டூபிடிட்டி. ஸோ வாட்டர், போட் ஆன் த வாட்டர் இஸ் சேஃப், வாட்டர் இன் த போட் இஸ் நாட் சேஃப். யூ இன் த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஓகே, த வேர்ல்ட் இன் யூ இஸ் அ டெரிபிள் திங். ஸோ திஸ் வே we have more verses, but you can read that, maybe only a few more verses. Let's see tomorrow if I get time. If I finish the topic of devotion, then we will finish this also. This is also about devotion only. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhad bhavet. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். லாஸ்ட் இயர் ஐ ரோட் கமெண்ட்ரி ஆன் திஸ் முகுந்த மாலா. ஸோ குருஜி ரிலீஸ்ட் இட் லாஸ்ட் மகாசமாதி கேம். ஸோ இட்ஸ் அவைலபிள். ஐ டோன்ட் திங்க் ஹியர் இட் இஸ் தேர். ஸோ யூ கேன் த கமெண்ட்ரி, யூ கேன் ஆர்டர் இட் ஆன்லைன். Exhaustive commentary on each verse, so that's available. So I only selected few verses out of 42, only selected some 12 of them.
Hari Om. Some announcements for those who may be leaving early, meaning today or tomorrow. Before they leave, it is a tradition at our mission when we receive this knowledge from acharyas, gurus, swamis, so that in return we want to make sure that he continues to do this and helps us in our enlightenment. We as Chinmaya Mission of Atlanta have